Okay, I'm here in the exhibition hall in the RDS, and I've been passing by a stand, the Dead Theologian Society, all week, and I'm just very curious what it's all about. So I'm now joined, I'm on the stand, and I'm going to be told by, what's your name again?
Bill Evans.
Okay, so what is, I know of the Dead Poets Society, favorite movie of mine. Is this something similar?
Oh, it very much is. You hit on it quite well. About 14 years ago in the United States, a youth minister by the name of Eddie Cotter was working in a parish in Orlando, Florida, and he had a group of teens that were really falling in love with the lives of the saints, and they wanted to know more and more about the lives of the saints, especially so that they could know their faith better, and they wanted to establish a group that would have more permanence than just their one group, and they began kind of debating on names. And they had just watched the Dead Poets Society, and so they sort of knew the countercultural aspects of the Dead Poets Society. And so all of a sudden the names got tossed about, and they had different suggestions, and then somebody at the last minute said, you know, let's learn about the lives of the saints and call it the Dead Theologians Society. And everybody says, yes, that's it, that's the catch, that's the hook, that's what we need, and it stuck. Many times over the course of the last 14 years, there have been those who have said, you know, maybe we ought to have a different name. But then our advisor in the church, our Episcopal advisor, who was then a bishop in Wisconsin, who's now in the United States, who's now a cardinal, Cardinal Raymond Burke, said, no, he says, never change the name. He says it's a great hook for the young people. So essentially we're parish-based, and we teach the lives of the saints to teenage secondary school students, and also to young adults at early university level, and we use the lives of the saints to magnify and show the truths and the depth of our Catholic faith, and whether they know it or not, the young people are taught the catechism, but they're also given great role models and great life lessons from the lives of the saints, and so that's the gist of our apostolate.
Okay, so are you based across America, or are you a universal organization?
Well, now we're trying to be a universal organization, but we started 14 years ago in America and have over 10,000 young people that have come through the apostolate and over 400 parishes in the United States. But now we've been in Ireland for 2 years, and we were invited last year, and we had a great deal of help. And our first apostolate was started in Moyross in Limerick, and the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal helped us there. And that apostle is growing steadily and is quite strong. And we've come back this year, not only to the Congress, but we were back in April for most of the month going around. And there's been great interest in adding this apostolate to the already existing youth ministry opportunities in the country, because many people are fascinated by the idea of using the richness of the saints to teach the faith.
And have you selected kind of key saints particular to a country, or have you just selected a number, or does it grow or does it change, or do you teach on any and every saint?
Oh, it's very organic. It kind of grows to depending upon the country and the parish, and it's quite variable. Sometimes early on in the course of an apostolate in a parish, they'll say, well, we want to know about you know, the saints that are the relics that are in our altar, or they want to know the saints that are part of our stained glass windows, or even the saint that our parish is named after. But then after that, sometimes it's just it just grows with time over the saints that are presented. We have adults that lead the ministry for the youth at the secondary school level, and many times they'll choose the saint based on either something that's been moved in their own life, or something that's happening in the lives of the young people, any number of reasons. But every saint from the apostles all the way forward to the saints of today have importance and relevance. And of course, they're all alive in heaven, interceding for us here on earth.
So, have you traveled from America to be here for Congress Week?
We have. We were traveling in the country during April. We went home for a while, gearing up for coming back, especially for the International Eucharistic Congress, and we're most happy to be here, and we've been supported greatly. We love being in Ireland. We love being enmeshed in the youth ministry in Ireland and all the different organizations. We want to be a part and be a help to the Irish Church.
Okay, so if people want to find out more about the Dead Theologian Society, is there a website?
There is indeed, and it's very easy because it's www.deadtheologianssociety.com, and it's all just one word, deadtheologianssociety.com. It pops right up immediately, and you can see who we are and what we do and see some testimonies, and it's a good website. People enjoy it.
Okay, well, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. I was very, very curious. We have a stand around the back there, so I'd pass by and I kept saying, I've got to find out about the Dead Theologian Society. So the best of luck for the rest of Congress Week, and thanks for talking to us on KFM.
Thanks very much, and God reward you for all that you do as well.